This is episode 1733. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you as you give yourself permission to slow down. In today's episode, you're going to discover an affirmation you can repeat as you meditate today. Affirmations are a powerful way to help you focus your mind. And when you focus your mind, you calm your whole body. The best time to repeat an affirmation is when you wake up in the morning and get ready to start your day. The distractions of the day have not yet taken over your thoughts, and so you're fresh, your mind is clear, and you can more easily focus. Another great time to repeat an affirmation is as you get ready to go to bed at night. That is when the dust from the day has settled down and you're unwinding and getting ready to ease yourself into sleep. And so repeating an affirmation can help you to calm your mind as you get ready to sleep. What you think about just before you go to sleep can impact how you sleep that night. So this is a great time to repeat an affirmation. Really, any time you repeat an affirmation is a good time. You might even set a timer on your clock for maybe even every hour on the hour. That might be a fun challenge for you this week. And when you repeat the affirmation, if you could repeat it a few ways, if you could repeat it out loud, engaging the power of your voice, and repeat it out loud 3 times, and then repeat it in your natural speaking voice a few times, and then repeat it in a whisper, and then you might want to repeat it mentally to yourself. And as you do this, you go a little more deeply into your consciousness. So try repeating the affirmation using your voice in different ways. This wakes up your consciousness on many different levels. Before you're guided into the affirmation for the week, I want to share with you some insight into our theme this week. The theme we're exploring all week long has to do with mental and emotional wellness. This is a very important topic. More and more awareness is being focused on mental health, but along with the awareness is a shocking lack of support for people, which may include you, who suffer from stress and anxiety and depression and any number of mental illnesses. It's more common than you may realize. And contrary to many of the stigmas attached to mental illness, people with mental illness are not likely to be more dangerous than the average person. In fact, statistics show that people who suffer from any kind of mental illness are much more likely to harm themselves before they harm others. Most crimes that are committed by people who do not have a mental illness. Most crimes are committed by people who abuse drugs and alcohol. Many people struggling with any kind of mental or emotional condition or pain have trouble connecting with others. And so communication is vital, especially if you know someone who is depressed. And one way to connect better with others and to become aware of your own pain and suffering and what might be causing it has to do with an inner awareness. That is one of the major reasons why, as you're guided through the different meditation techniques in each series, I often mention to you to notice where you harbor pain or tension and to notice what may have caused that pain or tension. Where do you feel it in your body? And to work with it, to release it, to use your breath and other meditation techniques to allow you to release the tension or stress or the depression, whatever you may be experiencing. It's so important to become aware of your inner wisdom right within you. And to do that, you may just simply need to practice it. You have it. We all have it. It just takes a little time and a little effort to notice how you're feeling. One way to help you do this is by using a feelings wheel. A feelings wheel helps you to target an emotion. And you can Google, which I highly encourage you to do, a feelings wheel. You'll find all kinds of feelings wheel. I took a picture of one of the feelings wheels and I open it up and refer to it on my phone. I just open up that picture. I have a folder on my phone for my own mental health tools and I use the feelings wheel. You will notice if you Google the feelings wheel. In fact, you could even set this podcast down, put it on pause, Google a feelings wheel and take a look at one. And as you take a look at the feelings wheel, you will notice that you really narrow down a particular emotion. For example, if you're feeling happy, well, there are many types of happiness. So you might be content or playful or proud or accepted or respected, valued or loving. So you can see where a feelings wheel can help you to become really in touch with your emotions, which is absolutely essential if you want to calm your emotions or to release a particular emotion. Same with, for example, the feeling of sadness. If you're feeling sad, well, is it lonely, vulnerable, despair, guilt, depressed, hurt, empty, inferior? These are all shades of sadness. And so a feelings wheel can be a great tool as you focus on your emotional health. And if you have anxiety or sadness, depression, stress, this is a way for you to begin to work with that emotion. Really narrow down that emotion and work with it. So as you get ready to settle yourself down and do today's meditation technique, know that as always, you can find the full half-hour guide guided meditations where you can meditate up to half an hour. You can break off at any point before that half hour point, but you do have access to over 1,700 guided meditations with a new one added daily on my Sip and Om meditation app. You can try this app for 2 weeks free. This will guide you a little more deeply into the different theme that I introduce each week in a meditation series. You get several tools to help you, including a journal and a guide customized for each week's series. Again, it's the Sip and Om meditation app. Try it as my personal guest for 2 weeks free. So here you are, getting ready to meditate. I'll guide you through the affirmation for a round or two, and then you take it from there as you do your own meditation. The affirmation is, I accept myself exactly as I am. I accept myself exactly as I am. And how do you know how you really are unless you're aware of your emotions and feelings? So again, the feelings wheel is a powerful tool for you. So as you close your eyes and begin to notice your breath calming down your body, your eyes are slightly elevated upward to the point between your eyebrows or your spiritual eye. Now, consider how you're feeling right now. Think of what emotion you are experiencing right now, today. Go a little deeper with that feeling. Try to pinpoint exactly the quality of stress you may be feeling or joy you may be feeling. And repeat, I accept myself exactly as I am. I accept myself exactly as I am. Take this meditation a little deeper and repeat it using your voice in different ways, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.